This is one just on the left past the Branson Creek Golf Course. Zooming in a little. Representative Adam Donyez is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of the existing single-family residence. It's a picture, a more recent picture of the front. If you remember in the concept hearing, we talked about the driveway being short because of the cul-de-sac and how these were platted after this was a condo-style ownership. Met with Adam out there, and we looked in the backyard. He was going to try to get me a sketch or a drawing of how he would put a driveway that went with the road that would set in this area, kind of right where we're standing. It's steep, but I haven't got that drawing yet, so... For the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 2007. The subject property is on Lot 52, Phase 3, Pinnacles at Branson Creek. Current application was approved for concept April 17, 2017. And I think we have the definition of nightly rental down. And we also have the maximum occupancy, if anybody has questions on those. This project received a score of a negative one on the policy checklist. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 17-9, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the planning department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And then 6, the resident located at 180 Legend Circle shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. Which the maximum occupancy is for nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7, the 180 Legend Circle Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. A special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
All right. Now,
yes, sir.
Do you have something you want to add?
I am not Adam Donyez. I am one of his good friends, Adam Martin.
Okay.
So I'm representing him this evening as he is out of town. I own 2 nightly rentals myself. One nightly rental has 2 full-time people that live there, Dottie on the left side and her husband, and then Celeste on the other. I know Adam Donyez, his interest is to and desire is to run this nightly rental as excellent as I do mine. Both of my permanent full-time neighbors have my cell phone number, and if anything were to go wrong, they can call me first, and I'd address the issue immediately. I've owned that nightly rental there for over a year, and things have been going fantastic. A few of the things I'd like to add, he has already, like I said, met with Scott out there to look at the additional parking that can be added. He's also going to work with the Homeowners Association. He's already been in contact with Scott and Stacy in the Branson Canyon Homeowners Association to see what it is or would be approved for him to add 2 additional parking spots in the backyard that would go parallel with the street. So per their approval, he would go ahead and do that and get those two additional spots added. He's already had two quotes for the sprinkler system to become compliant with the fire district there in Taney County, so that he can meet all compliances with that. Other than that, I have submitted three letters. Did you receive those letters in time to get those put in the packets?
Yep.
Perfect. And then Adam also emailed you several pictures and drawings. Did you receive those as well, Scott?
Yeah, but they were just these. I didn't have any. None of the drawing came out on them.
Yeah, they didn't come through for you?
No, the pink and the green, no.
Okay. Sure, well, didn't. I have several copies if it would be helpful to provide those.
But this is the area that Adam...
Yeah, that's it's basically exactly what you've drawn there. So within his lot lines, there's enough space there where he'd be able to make
necessary...
We found necessary.
His pins. His pins were out there, so...
Well, it's a given. I mean, that you have to meet parking requirements.
Yes, sir.
Or you won't get a permit.
Absolutely.
I mean... Okay.
So just he is really interested in working toward this. Him, like myself, works for Kennecott Camps here in town. We don't make a ton of money, so this is a really cool opportunity for us to, you know, have some additional income. This is going to help send our boys to college one day, and our heart is to make sure everybody's happy in this. We don't want to upset anybody. We want to do it the right way, the way we're supposed to. And he has actually, would it be helpful for me to read the letters?
No.
From the neighbors? Y'all have already seen those and read those? Fantastic.
We'll call you back, unless you have something further. We'll call you back if we have any other questions.
Yes, sir.
After the other speakers. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. See, that was...
First speaker is Karen Murphy.
Style, so they had to get a whole bunch of variances to read.
Yes, sir.
I just was looking, it looked like it was set.
First of all,
here.
That is in the pinnacles of Branson Creek. He mentioned Branson Canyon, but that's where he is. In Branson Creek. Originally, we gave you this map. The Pinnacles does not have nightly rentals approved in it. Never has, and hopefully never will. Also, we pointed out before on the rental agreement that the Branson Creek had with the golf course, and they did have a contract, but that contract says that the owner shall not rent the rental unit to anyone without prior written approval by the agent and whether or not such approval is obtained. So we've pointed out before that Branson Creek was never ever really supposed to ever have nightly rentals. We haven't been able to get that point across, but we're still going to just keep on keeping on. And wanted to point out that, you know, there's been two applications lately that have done the correct thing. And they had the house plan, and they had a drawing. Now, Mr. Donyez did not submit a house plan. You don't know how many bedrooms it is. You're taking their word. It's not there. The parking is an issue. And... A resident asked me to read this letter. He sent it to the Planning Commission. I wish to express my opposition for the request by Adam Donyez to operate a nightly rental in the Pinnacles of Branson Creek. Since he has started a VRBO business, I have observed three main issues. Parking. Cars are scattered all around the cul-de-sac and adjoining lots, sometimes with boats and trailers. ATVs. People are bringing in the ATVs, which are not allowed. Renters are not supposed to do that because of the liability of the HOA. Safety. I wish for our neighborhood to remain a quiet and safe area and feel that the steady flow of nightly renters threatens our safety, as we do not know who these people are, where they come from, or what intentions they may have. I am also concerned that our property values will be impacted negatively. In my experience and in discussions with homeowners in the Fieldstone Bluffs area, nightly rentals are overtaking a residential area, and they have a big impact on property values, regardless of what other realtors have said. I feel we are extremely vulnerable as a small community of 10 homes That's in the Pinnacles. Used to be named the Legends, but it's now the Pinnacles. And feel if rentals are allowed, more opportunists will come in and buy up the remaining 33 lots and build homes specifically for nightly rentals. Signed, the Maddox family, and I told him that I would read that for him, and I wish that you really, really, really would consider that Branson Creek has never applied for any nightly rentals, and just because they rented doesn't mean that they have approval to continue to rent. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is Beth Hammond.
And I just want to, you have these copies of these two letters, and I don't want to read the whole thing because that would be a waste of your time, but I just want to say two things that each of these people said in their letters. These are people that live right there in the Pinnacle. The one said, we have absolutely no problems with your home being a nightly rental. There have not been any disruptions, loud noise, or anything that has bothered us in any way. And the next one is from the other homeowner that's right on the cul-de-sac there. And they said, without exception, the renters have never created any issues in our neighborhood. The renters for your property have all been very cooperative and friendly. And we have such a wonderful working relationship with this couple that live right next door to our home. They're friendly with our guests. They greet them. They help them in any way they can. And they help me in any way they can. They have my phone number. They can call me at any time with any issues. And it's just been going very well with those neighbors.
Questions, anyone? Thank you. Adam Martin?
Yes, sir. That's me.
That's you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would you come back up, please? Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
I've got a couple of questions about the additional parking you tend to put in the back. What kind of access do you have to the rear of the home?
There is a porch that has access back there. So there's a porch that goes down to the lower level.
And the other question on the, is this in any way going to impede the drainage of the existing roadway?
Are you addressing that to me, or?
Well, both. I don't.
I think that's a Randy question.
That may be something you need to check out.
Well, I'd like to have more of a drawing on it. I plan to do, because what's shown on mapping, there's a right of way of the road. The parking would have to be beyond the right.
Beyond the right of way line.
Well, his pen's right on the curb. Remember, these got all those variances. Because it was set up as condo style ownership, and then they had to come in and plat it. So the pins are, I mean, we found these pins. They were a little ways off the curb.
The curbing would be properly, the property line?
No, these were a little bit off the, off of the curbing.
Is there curbing on that back road?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell.
Huh? Yeah, it's like this. It's like that low,
I knew there was on the
low curbing.
Can we ask for a little more information on what he plans to do there as far as...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a situation that ought to be addressed.
You've got a fairly steep bank there at the back of the home, and you're talking about some excavating to get parking in there.
Could you meet with him? Or because you know the roads better than I know. Is Adam going to be back before Monday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Before it's decided on.
Before next
right.
week. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to have a meeting with Randy or a representative out there to
great.
To look at this because it might be a problem.
Yeah. Adam can give me a call and then I'll get them hooked up.
Perfect.
Any other questions or issues? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And that concludes the public hearing on that project.